Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We are getting through the week together, EMCs. It's Thursday morning. It's February 12th. Jen Tuohy, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
The PSA, we are 2 days away from Valentine's Day. I'm just saying, if you need flowers or a reservation or, I don't know, if you're thinking about something like you need to get on it today. Well, first of all, if you need a reservation at a fancy restaurant, that thing's probably gone.
You're done. I mean, weeks ago, those were gone.
They definitely were gone. So it's just a reminder that, you know, you got to do something special for your sweetie nookums.
Definitely. Sweetie nookums expects it and hopes for it, I think.
Flowers is always a good way to go, and you don't have to go that, you know, the flowers and the chocolate and that type of thing. You do whatever you want and that type of thing. But when I'm looking for flowers, and there's a ton of florists around, there's even a flower shop in my family back. I mean, I love it. Man, I'm telling you what, and I don't know if it's the case for Valentine's Day. I know it's the case for Mother's Day. I know it is the case for Mother's Day. Trader Joe's, when you walk in.
Oh, they have beautiful flowers.
The bouquets of flowers that they have is, I'm just throwing it out
there.
That's
smart.
Is relatively inexpensive. You know, they have them at Sam's. They have them at Flowers. They have them all over the place. I just noticed when I walk in because it was like always in the family and still is in the family that I'm just very aware. I thought, well, these are nice for like a $10 price point for Valentine's Day or whatever. I'm throwing the price point out. I don't know if they even have them. I just know from others they do.
I don't shop for flowers that often, but when I do, and this is not Trader Joe's, mm-hmm. and I see the price of like roses or something I'm stunned.
You can't.
I'm stunned at how expensive they are.
Roses this time of year, right. Unless you really don't care about the price point, right. Or maybe you're new in a relationship and you're trying
you
to
wow,
and you can't go
right.
Wild. And I've never really understood long stem.
Why? Because they have the little thorns on them?
No, because it's just extra stem.
Oh, because it's extra stem. Whoa, are they more expensive?
Do you have
something?
A vase that's 3 foot?
I don't know.
I have never understood. I have bought, I wish I knew how many flowers I have purchased throughout the years, you know, from high school on, right? From dating to marriage or whatever. And I have never understood the long stem rose.
Is the point? So they cost more to get the long stem though?
Yes. And they're
yeah,
now,
I
mean, who knows what they are for a dozen now? $60? I don't know. It's
too
Valentine's
much.
Day. Yeah, they're a
too
lot.
Too much.
So if somebody could help me in on that. I've never understood that. Because you're cutting them anyway. So you just have a long stem on the ground or
you're
the
right.
counter or whatever. What are you doing with the long stem? I have to be missing something.
It's about the presentation. I don't know.
Maybe it is.
I don't know.
I don't know about that. If you know EMCs, please DM us. But we're going to start the show here. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. And cut your flowers at an angle on the bottom and don't use freezing cold water.
Ooh, good floral tip
yeah.
for Valentine's Day. More from Tim Richards tomorrow at 6:10.
Yeah. What do you need to know about flowers? It's very limited info. I just remember what I remember. But we do need a guest to start the show.
Yes, he's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. You just have to figure out who he is.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you understand long stem roses? Because I don't understand them.
Like, they just have longer stems.
That's just it, right?
But why do they cost more then?
There's so much more, and you're just cutting the stem off. I have never understood that. With the long stem roses. Not that they're double the price, but they're significantly more. I don't know.
It takes them longer to grow, maybe.
Maybe.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe they're doing something else with. Maybe there's a TikTok video what to do with the rest of the stem that I never
do
about.
I bet there is. I bet there is.
Well, we would love your guess for dead guy in an envelope. I mean, we give you basically the answer. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope. What is your guess?
My guess is Elvis Presley.
That's a great guess. It's not Elvis Presley.
Oh. Not Elvis Presley. Do we continue to talk flowers? I don't know. That could be next. You know, we played Two Beers, Two Claws. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
One of our highest-rated games on the Jen and Tim Show.
I had somebody mention that to me over the weekend. Like they love Two Beers, Two Claws and love the variation of games that we have played, whether Stevie has been out and about, whether you've been out and about, or I've been out and about. The Two Beers, Two Claws was I was at the Justin Timberlake concert about Two Beers, Two Claws. You would guess how much that cost me.
And it's always stunning to hear the answer.
It was like $80+. I mean, it was unbelievable. Yeah, and that was the original of the game, the origin of the game. This is not the norm. I'm not suggesting this is the norm because I have found much cheaper prices. But I did find a flower shop. I wouldn't talk about it, but it's in the area. It's in Northeast Ohio. I want you to guess. Not yet, but I want you to, I just want you to take this in because we're talking about Valentine's Day. We are 2 days away. We do have Love in the Land. Get to our contest page. I can certainly help you out. We'll talk about that later in the show, but trying to either get flowers, you can get them in time, but trying to get a reservation or something. I mean, seriously, good luck or you're waiting or whatever it is. So I just happened to look at these roses. Are these long stem roses?
I was going to say, did you go long stem or just a dozen?
You know what? I don't think that it actually says, but I would assume these are long stem roses. So the details of this, and please play along, shoot us a DM, EM Caesar, if you feel like calling, that's great too. I know it's early. 18 to 24 red rose heart-shaped bouquet. So it's a heart-shaped bouquet. It is red roses. It's 18 to 24. So
you're like
a dozen and a half.
Dozen, yeah.
Wrapped in specialty paper, tied off with a large bow.
What color is the bow? Do you get to pick?
Let's just say it's a red bow. It looks like it is a red long stem rose heart-shaped bouquet of between 18 and 24 roses. There is, it looks like the paper surrounding it is black and it's a red ribbon around that.
Oh,
so I'd be giving that to you. Nate would be giving that to you, whatever it might be. I want you to guess the price point of this. It is not the norm. I've seen cheaper, but I would love for you to guess and think what that might be.
You want me to guess right now?
No, I'm going to. Okay. I want you to think about it for 3 minutes.
I'm kind of going back and forth.
Okay. And I want EMCs to get in, Jen and Tim show on all the socials and DM what your thoughts might be. And I'll reveal that. I can't wait to hear this guess. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. 18 to 24 red rose heart shaped bouquet wrapped in specialty paper, tied off with a large bow. Let's just say that they are long stem rose. It does not specify that.
I'm going to guess, and I think this is outrageous, $75.
They are. The standard, $250.
No! No!
If you want to go.
That's crazy.
If you want to go.
What? No.
Yeah.
That's how much roses are?
$250. This is not the norm. I looked at other places. Obviously, you can buy them online. You can buy them at local flower shops. They are not $250.
Are they delivered probably by like 60, Ryan Gosling?
I bet they're 50, six, if I'm just to guess, $50, $60 range for a dozen. I'm guessing. I don't have it in front of me, but I did search this up. And then this just. This is a local place. And then so you have that option. That's the low end. If you want to go premium.
No.
I wonder if premium's long.
Is someone celebrity delivering these to you? Like, why are they so much?
The premium is between 40 and 45 red rose heart-shaped bouquet wrapped in specialty paper. So instead of the 18 to 24, which is $250, these are 40 to 45. That's $500.
For flowers.
That will die.
I don't like that. Although a lovely gesture, like you have to have a special story, I think, shared between the roses to want to spend that much on them.
Or if really screwed up.
Somebody must be spending that much money. Yeah. Like, what is it that hard to get roses? Is it because of the time of year? If you bought them, if you did that,
this has to be a very specialty shop or something.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense, that price point.
How is the presentation? I mean, that must be, imagine you receive those. What a nice, like, full bouquet that must be.
I don't even know if you could appreciate that. I mean, could you realize it's a $500 bouquet? Like, that is a lot.
That is, I am educated. Thank you very much for that.
We did a flower chat this morning on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favors. Good morning to you. It's the Jen and Tim show. Up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
So yesterday, we talked about Valentine's Day gift ideas from a gift concierge. We're going to recap those in case you need an idea, but then we're going to talk about things you should avoid. These are things that people have done that they've talked about and were told not a good idea.
Oh, I love it.
So the if good you got any of these, return it.
Okay. The good stuff first, the not-so-good stuff after that. And we need that help. Valentine's Day, 2 days away.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Valentine's Day is Saturday, so hopefully you've had a gift. You've purchased one by now, but if you haven't, there's a gift concierge that's made videos on what you should do. Said sentimental gifts are always a plus, something handwritten or crafty, or anything that makes them feel seen, like something they've wanted but wouldn't spend the money on. So you got to think about those things. But then there's also things you got to avoid. So BuzzFeed put together stories of Valentine's Day gifts that were not good. Someone said that their partner gave them a scrapbook with the title, All of Our Happiest Moments. And then when they opened it, it was blank. Forgot to, put anything inside.
I kind of like that.
You would.
I would like that. I would not execute that because yeah, that would not hit. Mean. That would not yeah. land, but that right. is pretty funny.
Like, I don't know if it was on purpose or not. Like, maybe they just asked.
Yeah. Oh, like they gave the gift for like future yes. memories. I see. Right.
It just still came across.
Pretty funny.
Or you're getting ready to break up. This is how I remember you. Well, these are our good times. I'm out.
On Valentine's Day, someone got divorce papers. So oh, could happen.
Fun.
This one says
it's good for one person, but not the other.
Right.
My dad got my mom a hair trimmer set. Not a good idea.
Hmm.
2 years ago, my husband got me a scale, and it connected via Bluetooth to my app on my phone, so I could see what my weight was on my phone all the time. Not a good.
Why would you do that?
Non-Valentine's Day-y.
Yeah, it feels like if you want that, you just buy
that's
that
just
yourself.
A yeah. Get
that's
it
not
for
something
yourself.
You asked for because right. you talked about the good things. Yeah. It's something that you would ask for that maybe you wouldn't buy yourself, but you would like because whether it's either silly or it's a higher price point that you would normally pay. You would. That's not something you would ask for.
Correct.
Right?
That's a terrible
thing. Yeah, no, you would just buy that, yeah. I think. Yeah. So this person said, in college, there was a butcher on campus, so I bought my girlfriend bacon for Valentine's Day. It made sense to me, but we broke up in March.
That's and not
then,
surprising.
This one said he told me to buy myself a new pair of glasses that looked better on me, and he'd pay me back.
Also terrible.
So absolutely. Never just give someone money and say, pay me back.
Yeah, maybe you had a bad gift and you want to tell us about it. You can DM us, Jen and Tim Show, or Star 102 on all the socials, or 216-343-1021. Also, there's something that's relatively tough this time of year. That's next. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Bad gift for Valentine's Day?
Well, no, Christine says her best Valentine's Day is the one where I signed the papers and filed for my divorce. Best gift to myself. Good for you.
I mean, when you know
that it is an interesting day to do it. Like, did you choose Valentine's Day to do it or it
yes.
just happened to work out? Oh,
I think you
I
did.
See. You did.
I think you did.
Like, let's ruin this.
I think you want to ruin it.
Yes.
I also think for people that let's just say somebody started dating 2 weeks ago. What do you get? That's
that
a tough spot
is the
to be
worst.
In. It is. It's almost as tough as 2 weeks before Christmas. What do you get? What do you get the, you know, possible or current significant other? Because you
yes.
don't want to dive too deep.
Right.
You don't want to have the entire date night. And what that is also not easy.
No. That's that. Mm-mm. I think you do like a light
I think
candy.
You break up today and you get back together on the 16th.
I don't think you do that. I don't think that's the best
yeah,
choice.
That's not the Jen. Yeah, don't listen. Yeah,
don't
not,
listen.
That's not Jen and Tim show advice.
No, it is not.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Good Thursday morning to you. Chance of some snow today. Should be pretty calm. We'll see highs near 30s. We get through today. The next, I don't know, I was looking at Trent McGill's forecast for the next whatever it is, 5 to 6 to 7 days. What it looks like, 7. You know, you're not below 42 degrees. And then there's 50s. There's 56 Ooh. Degrees next week. Open up those pools.
It's faux spring.
Let's open up those pools.
I'm ready.
Why don't we play around? I love this game. Why don't
it's
we play
so
around in Cleveland how much you make?
We learn so much when we play. Here's how it works. We want to know how much you make base salary. You can remain anonymous. You don't have to tell us your name or anything like that. You'll tell us your job title. We'll ask you a bunch of questions. Then we'll each take a guess to see who comes closest to your salary.
I think we should challenge ourselves because we will go around the room. And producer Stevie will join us. We should challenge ourselves, whatever this job is, and we ask our, you know, a couple of questions. This isn't lengthy. You remain anonymous so nobody knows who you are. We should try to guess within $5,000 of the base salary.
Oh,
that should be our goal. Like, we will keep track of this and
upping
see.
Upping the ante here. That is.
Within $5,000, do you think we can do that?
No. Stevie might. You and I. Hmm. We're not so good at this game. But we can try. I'm certainly up for the challenge.
All right. We need a contestant to do so. All right. Let's get to it. It's around Cleveland. How much do you make on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite? So, as always, we will leave you anonymous. But good morning. How are you? Thank you for listening to the show. We appreciate that.
Good morning. Yeah, I love your show. I listen all the time. So, it's my favorite place to be in the morning when I'm driving to work.
Love that.
Thank you.
I'm going to send that audio to my boss.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
No, thank you. That's very, very nice. We really appreciate it. It is a Jen and Tim Show family. And we never take anybody that listens to the show, we never take that for granted. We really appreciate that. So why don't we start with what do you do? What is your job?
So I am an HR investigator.
What is that?
Oh,
what do you do?
I bet you
I'm
have
all
some
into investigations right now.
Stories. Yeah, what do you do every day?
So pretty much I travel to different manufacturing plants and I investigate employees who allege that they've been, like, discriminated against, and that can be due to any type of protected class, like race, religion, anything like that.
That's a great job.
Yes.
That's a very important job. I don't think I was expecting that as far as the... That's great. They're very important.
What percentage of time is it an accurate complaint?
I would say maybe 2 to 3%.
Two to three?
Oh, I was guessing closer to like 40. Two to 3%. Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do people give complaints a lot?
Yeah, I always say, like, man, you guys remind me of, like, my own child. And he's a grown adult, so.
But it's good that you're there for the actual, like, for the real complaints that need attended to. Are you just traveling Northeast Ohio, or do you have, like, a large territory, or how does that work?
No, a larger territory, so Cincinnati, Ohio. Sometimes I have to go to other, like, plants if they need help backfilling, and that can be other states, like Chicago, Kansas City, like, places like that.
So do they pay for all your travels?
If I have to backfill at other plants that's not my plant, yes, they will.
How long have you done this work?
I've specifically been in this role for a little bit over a year, but I've been with my company way longer than that.
So, like, the company you work for, you just go to all their different locations, but for the same company?
Their manufacturing plants, yep.
Do you enjoy the job?
It has its good and bad days.
Don't they all? Don't they all?
Do you pack lunch or do you go out to lunch?
I typically pack my lunch, but if I'm on the road, I'm definitely, like, eating out because I don't have time. Sometimes I'm, like, driving for a few hours. Like, mm-hmm. Who wants to pack lunch? It's cold.
That's true. Yeah, it's not going to hold up. Not going to hold up.
What kind of education do you need for this job?
So at least at minimum a bachelor's degree. It has to be, like, in either, like, HR, like, communications, or anything like of a arts degree, like sociology, anything like that. But most people in this world have at least a master's one up.
Oh, do you have a master's?
I do. I have my master's. I'm actually graduating next year with my PhD.
Oh, congratulations. Wow.
You're fancy. That's awesome. Okay.
I don't think we've ever talked to an HR investigator before. Like,
I didn't even know. Yeah, it's so interesting.
That's the best part about this game. Not only do we get to talk to people like you, but we get to learn about jobs like this. Now we're going to go around the room in just a minute, and we're going to try to guess your base salary. We're going to try to guess it within $5,000. I don't know if we can. We are certainly going to try it together. All right, so we're going to go around the room. HR investigator, you were driving all over the place, not only Northeast Ohio, but everywhere. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Now we're going to go around the room and try to guess your base salary and see if we can get within $5,000 of your base salary.
I'll go first. Okay. Sure. I don't care. I'm going to guess you make $106,000 a year.
I'm going to guess that you make $130,000. $130,000. We're trying to get within $5,000. Stevie, you're next.
I'm just going to go on the other end. I'll go $75,000, so we're separated.
Okay, we learned a lot about you, a lot about your job. Thank you for listening to the show. How much do you make base salary?
I make $118,000.
Oh!
Right in between our guesses, Tim. Wow.
That's... You get within $5,000,
no,
though.
No, we didn't.
But we were around that, and you said that you like your job. It's a lot of travel, but... It is fulfilling. I mean, you play a very important role.
I do.
Do you think, and we play this every Thursday morning right around 7:05, 7:10, it's around Cleveland, how much do you make? Where we ask you remain anonymous, we ask you a few questions about your job, and we try to guess your base salary. Do you think we will ever get within $5,000 of that base salary?
Yes.
That was really quick. She's a show-off and is usually the closest.
Well, I was going to say, meaning like out of the three of us, yes. If we're collectively as a group saying yes, yes, because Stevie will. And I.
I've done it before, I feel.
There's been a couple of times were dead on. Jen, at least twice that I can think of, were dead on. So we need to keep track of that and see if we can. We were close. We were in the ballpark. And it's just, we have heard from some amazing people doing amazing things. Which is the best part about the game. I love learning about that. HR investigator. Have you ever heard of an HR investigator?
No.
We've had people, welding in Lake Erie or something. Remember with somebody diving? There was like a diver or something. And
then there was like a banana shipper that one time. Remember that? Do you remember the banana shipper?
I remember the kid. You, I don't think you were here.
Oh, I'm excited about it.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, he was.
Oh,
like
I missed
the
banana shipper?
You missed the banana shipper?
Oh, man.
He was talking about, like, the rivers, really hard to navigate.
How did they get through there?
Well, he didn't. He said
you think
hard.
Parallel parking downtown and stuff? How do you get that long boat, that ship, through there, through the east bank of the flats? How did they ever get through there?
I don't know.
I do remember he got paid pretty well.
You should. I'd be nudging the sides.
Yeah.
The thing clang, 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 all the way through. Like, this guy cannot, he is no longer a captain.
I think at that time, that remember the tiki boat, like, hit the Nautica or something? That would
be the back
you.
Of that would be me on accident. Like, yes. Oh, I got plenty of room. Oh, there's no brakes. Bam!
This is not the same.
We're live and local show. It's the Jen and Tim show on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We broadcast every day here in downtown Cleveland in the Halley Building in the Playhouse Square area. I talk about that because there was something you talked about. It happened, what was it, New Year's? Was it New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, whenever you went to that Cavs game? You talked about it, you put it in our show notes, you were so excited about it. In a couple of weeks, we talked about it on the air.
Yeah, it was the Pogoliers. We went on New Year's Eve to the game, and we saw the Pogoliers. It was part of the in-arena entertainment, like during a, I can't remember if it was halftime or timeout or whatever. These guys come out on pogo sticks, and they jump so high and do all of these tricks on pogo sticks, and they're called the Pogoliers. I thought it was one of the coolest things I had seen, and I was so excited to tell you about it.
They were at the game last night, and Dawn Arrington, thank you for the DM. She's like, Pogoliers!
She got
and
to see them.
She did. She sent us a bunch of pictures from that, which was great. But we got to meet them yesterday.
It was so cool that they heard us talking about them on the show, and they invited us yesterday to Rocket Arena to meet them during rehearsal.
We have posted a video, Jen and Tim show, on all the socials. We're going to share that over to Star 102, but kind of some inside scoop, what we learned. I mean, the entire crew, from the Cavs personnel to Chris Kizer to the Pogoliers themselves, could not be nicer people.
Wonderful.
I mean, are you kidding
wonderful
me?
Wonderful experience.
That was great. So, yes, we will take you... Really, on the floor of Rocket Arena is what we're going to do here in about 3 minutes. Cleveland Cavaliers do such a great job with entertainment in general. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, even with the beards last night. I mean, just they're very, very smart. They put on quite a production during Cavs games. It was an honor to be on the floor at Rocket Arena and not only meet everybody in the organization, but also the Pogoliers. They couldn't have been nicer.
Yes, we got to go. So they rehearsed during the day. I don't know about you. I've never been to Rocket Arena during the day before a game. I couldn't believe all the activity and all the people that were there coming into work and how they get everything ready before the game. And the fact that we got to actually walk on the basketball court and watch the Pogoliers and interact with the Pogoliers and have them do a terrifying stunt with us was just... What, you weren't even scared when that happened.
I wasn't scared, but I think that you were in the tougher spot, to be perfectly honest. Would you, I mean, we could tell them what happened. Would you rather, so they one of the gentlemen jumped over both of us on the pogo stick.
They have these gigantic, I don't even think
they're like 5 foot tall. Yeah, they're
Pogoliers were. Yeah. The pogo sticks are, they're like beefed up pogo sticks, right? They're wider, they're taller, and these guys do tricks. I mean, it's like skateboarding or BMX, I think they compared it maybe yesterday to the BMX bikes tricks that they do. They'll jump way up in the air. They'll flip over on these things. They'll, you know, remove their body from the pogo stick and somehow end up back on it. It's really unbelievable.
It really is. And there, I believe Chris Kizer, who's the CMO there, the Cavs, he mentioned that they're there. It's either 6 or 8 times during the year. It's worth looking and seeing if you want to go to a game and see them at halftime. It really, really is. They couldn't have been nicer guys. And the reason I said that, I think it was tougher. I mean, if we're playing around, so they're jumping, one of the gentlemen was jumping over both of us.
Yes.
Would you rather be closer to the takeoff or closer to the landing? And I would think to myself, well, maybe closer to the landing is scary. He took off right next to you, which is why you were scared. It was right. And he cleared us by a mile. I mean, it wasn't even close.
I know. Watching the video, he did clear us by a mile. But when you're right, he like pogo, he starts jumping, right, to get the momentum going. And then he just pogos right up next to me. And then you feel that whoosh. Because then he goes way up high. And then he did a flip over top of us. That was terrifying, but it was so cool to watch back.
It was cool. We appreciate them. And it started, just like you said, just mentioning on the show, and they heard, they listened to the show and invited us there. So thank you for the invite. Thank you for listening to the show. It's just one of those things where you, as you mentioned, being there during the day. Oh, they don't just turn the lights on at 5 o'clock and have a Cavs game. They are there all day. They are there game day operations. You know, Chris Kaiser, the rest of the crew, they're there all day. They make sure that they have a great experience for you. And of course, trying to put a quality product on the floor as the team as well as the Cavs, you know, as the Cavaliers.
Yes. So a big thank you to that crew for having us out. And if you haven't seen the Pogo, watch our video because it's awesome. It's on Instagram. It's on Facebook. If you look up Jen and Tim show, you could see it there. And, just to experience what this was like, because you will love it.
You will absolutely love it. I just want to let you know, we're talking about the Pogoliers. Thank you again, Cavs. Thank you again, Pogoliers. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Do the crazy Pogo tricks during halftime of the Cavs games. The Pogo stick, and when I say that, you're probably imagining something you can grab at Target. It is every bit of 4.5 feet tall, and I am not a light individual. I'm not the biggest guy either. But I tried to just push down the Pogo stick because it's like an air compression system. And I was just kind of trying to have fun with it. And I put one leg up on there. Nothing. I couldn't move that for anything. And I put my body weight. And even the gentleman was like, hey, you're going to have to really go hard at this to get this thing to even move. Because I think they hold, one of them holds a world record of over 12 feet.
12
in the
jumps
air.
12 feet. Yeah. When even just putting your leg up.
Yep.
Like, and I didn't go as far as you did. It's really high. It's not just a regular size Pogo stick. It's crazy. We got a comment from Kevin. He says, I was at the game and as soon as I saw them come out yesterday, the Pogoliers, I immediately thought of you guys and explained the story to my daughter who loves the Cavs. What a game yesterday. You know what I was thinking? Mm-hmm. Since we talked about the Pogoliers and the Cavs invited us down there to meet them, what else can we talk about and get invited to do? I mean, think about it. Oh my gosh, I really want to meet the Cavs team and work out at practice with them.
I love that I was kidding around when we were talking to their chief marketing officer, their CMO. His name's Chris Kaiser.
He was super nice. So great.
Super, super nice guy. Super kind with his time.
Yes.
And
Deja for taking us
Deja's
around.
She just was a tremendous person.
Yes, absolutely.
Just
and Kelsey, everybody. They were all great.
Yeah, and Deja's, she was talking about her dad, and he's a Harden fan, and he has a beard. Like, it was just, right. They're just really, really nice people. And I said, Chris, I said, I'm going to grow that James Harden beard. So I like that beard. What do you think? He's like, if you grow that beard, you know, I can reach out to the people that gave us the beard on the stick and see if we can get Tim's beard. I know I can't get past the 2 week mark. It gets too itchy. So I don't know about that, but I appreciate it. But yeah, if you should definitely when you get a chance there, check out the socials and check out the videos.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.